Have you ever felt discriminated against? Have you ever felt that you didn't get a job because there was something not quite right with how you looked or what you said or how you spoke or how you dressed? Well, this is from the bbc.co.uk news website. I know what you're going to say. We are supposed to be the alternative to the BBC. We're supposed to be the free speech, the non-lefty, all cuddly-woodly, safe space. But this is from the BBC's own news website. The BBC offering black, Asian and minority ethnic schemes is, quote, the right thing to do. The BBC has defended offering traineeships to ethnic minorities after a national newspaper accused the corporation of being anti-white. The Sun quoted a job hunter who was turned down from a junior scriptwriting role because it was only available to people from, quote, ethnic minorities. In a statement, the BBC said The Sun's headline was irresponsible. It added that there was a lack of diversity in the industry and the trainee scheme was the right thing to do. The Sun claimed the recruitment process under the Equalities Act was, quote, illegal to discriminate against job applicants on grounds of race unless crucial to the role, end quote. The corporation said, as the Sun knows and has ignored, these are not jobs but training and development opportunities permitted under the Equality Act, and to describe this as anti-white is utterly ridiculous and irresponsible. As we have an underrepresentation of people from ethnic minority backgrounds in script editing roles in the BBC, it's the right thing to do. The BBC confirmed it offers a Creative Diversity Talent Fund, a senior leadership development 321, a senior leadership development program, an assistant commissioner development program, and Creative Access Trainee Scheme, which are part of the corporation's diversity strategy. Just stepping away from this article for the moment, let me tell you that I actually went and had a look at these trainee schemes, and you can't get on any of them. They're all closed. All the applications are closed. Even if you are from an ethnic minority, you can't get on any of the training schemes because they're full. They're closed. So there is no trainee scheme actively available for everyone right now. Employment solicitor Anthony Sakharoge, a partner at Russell Cook Solicitors, told BBC News, quote, I would be interested to see the advice on which the BBC is relying in this initiative. It appears to accept that it is positively discriminating and not to be arguing that there is an occupational requirement. This feels to me as though it may well be open to challenge in an employment tribunal, either on the basis that it is a disguised employment relationship or because vocational training is also covered under the Act. According to the broadcasting regulator Ofcom, in guidance passed down to broadcasters last year, quote, it is not unlawful to take steps aimed at addressing disadvantage or underrepresentation experienced by people sharing particular protected characteristics. The BBC announced last month it was pledging to have half its workforce comprise of women and would go, quote, further than ever before to represent them, disabled people, ethnic minorities and LGBT people, with its new diversity targets. We're going to be hearing more about the LGBT people in another story that's coming up, so stay tuned for that. The broadcaster had also pledged 15% of its workforce will be drawn from black, Asian and minority ethnic BAME backgrounds in staff and leadership roles by 2020, as well as ensuring the same percentage for on-screen, on-air and in leading roles. So basically, fewer white people because we need more brown faces on our TV screens. Because They are totally underrepresented. I mean, think about Trevor McDonald. Think about all the others that are there, not just on TV, but in radio. So a lot of the time, you know, you can't tell the ethnicity of a lot of people that work in radio. I mean, can you tell which part of the country that I'm from? I bet you can't. Anyway, yes, there's going to be more about LGBT stuff coming up in another news story, but that's the BBC reporting on the BBC and how discriminatory it is and how it needs its safe space for non-white people. It seems the whole BBC has become a safe space for non-white people.